Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel. For discerning wisdom and instruction, for understanding perspicacious sayings, for acquiring instruction in prudence, righteousness, and judgment, and uprightness, to give shrewdness to the gullible, and knowledge and thoughtfulness to the young man. The wise man will hear, and he will add to his learning, and the astute will acquire guidance, in understanding a proverb or an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the correction of your father, and do not forsake the instruction of your mother. For they are a garland of grace for your head, and a necklace around your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not comply. If they say, "Come with us, let's ambush for blood. Let's, without moral concern, lie hidden for the innocent. Let's swallow them up, like a grave for the living, and whole, like those who go down into the pit. We will find all sorts of valuable goods. We will fill our houses with booty. Cast your lot in with us. We will all have one purse." Then, my son, do not go that way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet are running towards wrongdoing, and they are hastening to shed blood. For the net is spread without suspicion in the eyes of all fowl, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They hide so as to take their own lives. Such are the paths of everyone who engages in robbery. It costs him his own life. Wisdom cries out in the open. In the streets it raises its voice. It calls out at the centre of public life. At the city's gate entrance it delivers its discourse and says, "How long, you gullible people, will you love gullibility? And the mockers have made mockery their delight, while fools detest knowledge. Return to my reproof. Look, let me pour out my spirit on you. Let me make my arguments known to you, because I have called out, but you have refused. I have extended my hand, but no one has paid attention. And you have neglected all my advice, and you have declined my reproof. I, for my part, will laugh at your downfall. I will mock when fear due to you arrives. When fear on you arrives like a tempest, and your downfall comes like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble come over you. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they detested knowledge, and they did not choose fear of the Lord. They did not want my advice, they despised all my reproof. So they will eat the fruit of their way, and be satiated with their own counsels, for the apostasy of the gullible will kill them, and the disregard of fools will destroy them. But he who hears me will dwell in security, and will be sheltered from fear of harm."